And Clem and your husband, George, were good friends. You had mentioned earlier.
Played golf almost every day when George retired. And every day they would play golf.
Moose hunt together with Mac Clark. And
when did they become friends? And was that an early friend then when you moved to town?
I think that developed kind of later. I don't think that in the
no
beginning.
No idea. That I wouldn't.
I don't remember this constant cause. I think when they both retired, then they had time to spend a lot of time together, and they hit it off so well. Yes. Yes.
How about Priscilla Hall? Does that name?
Oh, yes.
Dr. Bryan's first wife.
That was his first wife. Okay. What do you remember about her?
Well, she just dear was friend. Here a couple of weeks ago, and she's a very good friend of mine still. She visits me in Florida. And she's a very serious woman, very involved with community. She's down in Chestertown, which is, I think, Maryland now. Very involved.
I remember Priscilla as being a very strict mother of David and Skipper and Beth, the three.
And Chip, there was another one.
The four kids, whatever. Yeah. I knew David and Skipper.
There are three boys and a girl.
And then she married, after her doctor husband David passed away, she married Mark Hall.
Mark Hall. And Mark Hall and his wife were great friends of ours, but they were divorced. And
he was the guru of the St. John's Church.
Yes, and of the Mountain Chapel, which is very important. And the Mountain Chapel was built practically from all the stones from our land.
Really? So how did that come to be then?
Well, because he asked George if we could use some of it. And we had all this broken down all around the land, as they used to have the stone walls, but it wasn't particularly well maintained. And they took load after load after load up there, and so that's part of our land. Stones from our land, I should say, yes.
Sure.
Have you been up there?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Special place.
Yeah, very special. And that was his great...
It was definitely one of his big projects.
Yes.
I remember you also talking about, last time we met together, had a playing bridge, I believe, with Maria.
Oh, trap, yes.
Right.
Not bridge. I played with her. Canasta.
Canasta,
yes.
So what do you remember?
And she did. Well, yes, she was wonderful. Great, fun woman. Horrendous sense of humor. But not easy to do business with. George, you were not involved with them in business.
I went to Dartmouth with Johannes.
Yes.
So we did business together. Johannes and I, not Maria.
Yeah.
And I were.
But George did business with Maria, and she was tough.
That was a crazy.
Trapp
Family Lodge, up until her death, was a crazy little circus up there.
So, what are your memories of going up? Would you go to the dining room, and that's where you would meet, or would you meet in her?
No. I met her in her personal quarters, and she came down to our house. And she and her daughter-in-law and my mother and I would play canasta.
Lynn.
And then sometimes she would come alone.
Lynn.
And have tea. Not Lynn.
No, right. Not
Lynn.
No, but when you said her daughter-in-law.
Well, isn't Lynn her daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that was once, so that didn't happen very often. But she was very nice to me. Very nice. I don't know. She asked me up for lunch and things like that. I don't know why, but she was a European. I was a European. I think she felt some sort of a connection there, probably. And I always was amused because, I mean, she was anything but Julie Andrews. You know, not that sweet thing, but I liked her very much, really. Just funny. I mean, I can think of so many funny things. She always made fun of herself, which I thought was kind of dear and very, very many happy times together, really.